Dear friends, I keep bees in my garden in Norwich, and over the holidays, they were busy making lots of honey. One bee is different from all of the other bees in the beehive, and she is called the Queen Bee. All the other bees look to her to help them know what to do. For 70 years, we have had someone in our country who we have looked to for help. She was called Queen Elizabeth II. Last week, Queen Elizabeth died at her castle in Scotland. Balmoral is a beautiful castle surrounded by purple heather-covered hills and rivers with salmon swimming in them. There are lots of old pine trees, and eagles soar in the sky. Queen Elizabeth loved being there. She also loved being at her home in Norfolk. At Sandringham, Her Late Majesty enjoyed seeing her foals being born and walking her dogs. Sometimes I went to see her there, and we always had a good chat. I felt I was speaking to a very special person who was very wise. She often said that she looked to Jesus to help her to know what to do. I always took the Queen a jar of my bees' honey. She served the honey for tea. Last weekend, I went to tell my bees that the Queen had died. A lot of beekeepers tell their bees important news. The bees were very quiet when I told them. I felt sad because I can't take Queen Elizabeth any more of their honey. Imagine you might also have felt sad in the last few days. It's okay to feel sad and to cry when someone dies. I told the bees also about King Charles III. He is a very kind man. He cares for the environment and for bees. He wants to be a king who serves with loyalty, respect, and love, just like his mother. I've been saying thank you to God for Queen Elizabeth's life and how she served our country and the Commonwealth. She has gone now to be with God in heaven, where she is held in God's love, along with Prince Philip. I have also been asking God to look after King Charles and his family. That is why we sing, God Save the King. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope you will remember happy things about Queen Elizabeth. Now we look forward to the happy things that King Charles will do. With every blessing.